Welcome to the Connect to Canada podcast series. From the Canadian Embassy in Washington, D.C., I'm Con Hawks. This podcast series brings you the stories and lives of Canadians and friends of Canada living and working here in the United States. We will explore how these Canadians and friends of Canada are making an impact in the United States and Canada. Connect to Canada is an online network that aims to bring together Canadians and friends of Canada living in the United States. Connect to Canada offers news events and much more. Join us online at www.connecttocanada.com. Joining us today is Tara Lamb, granddaughter of Manitoba aviation legend Tom Lamb. A sculpture of Tom Lamb is currently on exhibit here at the Canadian Embassy in Washington, D.C. Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome you to Washington. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Tell us about your grandfather. Who was he, and what did he do?
Thanks for asking, Con. My grandfather was Tom Lamb, and he was an adventurer and an entrepreneurial man, Mr. North, or something like that. Anyway, he was an action man in the 1930s. He was a fur trapper, he was a farmer, he was a fisherman in a remote part of northern Manitoba. And in order to bring his goods to the market, he learned how to fly and he purchased a small airplane. And that airplane was the beginning of his airline. And over the years, he developed it to 35 airplanes and several helicopters. My grandfather, Tom, had six sons, and all six sons were involved in the business. And over time, it developed into Arctic exploration and medical evacuation for emergency services for northern communities. And government surveys were done. It was a whole time of developing northern Manitoba and Northwest Territories, or Nunavut, as it's called now.
How has your grandfather's life influenced your own, and how much did you associate with the company he started?
Well, certainly when I grew up, the company had great influence on me because of my father being one of the six sons and then being involved in the company. My father and his brothers would spend the whole summer, 3 months of the summer, flying in northern Canada away from our families, and that's the way I grew up. And then when my father was back with us, I was influenced by the fact that the airplanes were always just part of our life, and we often would just jump in an airplane and go for a flight or go for a picnic somewhere on a lake in northern Manitoba. I mean, it was a very outdoorsy, bush-type time for us when we were growing up, I guess you could say. And my grandfather's life influencing ours, significantly, I guess, because of his spirit and his personality. I mean, my father was very much that way as well, Mr. Action Man, and hopefully I have that, trait with me, I guess.
We have a statue of Tom Lamb here in the embassy, and I was wondering if I could ask you, how did the statue come about, and did Leo Mole approach you or your family?
No, I don't believe so. I think my family, my father and his five brothers, thought it would be nice to have something to remember my grandfather by, because of my grandfather having such history in Manitoba. And so they approached Leo Mole, and my dad told me the statue itself at the time cost $4,500 to produce. They gave Leo several pictures of my grandfather, and then he did the sculpture to represent a northern bush pilot.
Now, I understand there's more than just this statue here at the embassy. There's a few more located in Canada?
Yeah, there's one in the Paw Airport where Lamb Air started its business back in 1935 in the airport at the Paw. Then there's one in the Manitoba Aviation Museum in Winnipeg, and another one in the Leo Mole Sculpture Gardens at Assiniboine Park in Winnipeg. So there are a few around.
What do you foresee in the future for the bush pilot profession?
Well, not being a bush pilot myself, I really don't have any strong opinions, but in speaking with my father, he's just really said, times are different now. Things have changed a whole lot. A lot of the bush pilot's business was flying into remote communities and landing a float plane on a lake or in the winter on skis on a runway that was just sort of put together. But now, as he says, every settlement seems to have its own runway and its own, even the smaller settlements have their own airplanes that are servicing them. And also tourism, there's a great deal of tourism in northern Manitoba, and all of the tourist lodges seem to have their own float planes as well. So things are different. Big changes happened in like the 1970s, bush pilot days, as my dad grew up with the exploration and development of the Canadian North. It's not there anymore.
Now, you must have some good stories from your grandfather and your father's days. Would you happen to have a good one that you could share with us?
Well, there are lots of stories, and lots of laughing over the years between, and serious times too, of course. Aviation industry is a very serious business. But one thing that is sort of historical, my grandfather, I guess back in the 50s, I believe it was, Argentina, they were having trouble with beavers. Somehow the beaver population was dwindling and very low. So they somehow contacted Tom Lamb in Canada and my grandfather and transported beavers down to Argentina and repopulated the country. And I think it's a little bit but not too much of a joke, but a little bit of a serious problem nowadays. They have too many beavers. So anyway, that was one of the things that was significant that my grandfather participated in. But I think the main thing also for, there's so many stories about the medical evacuations and helping the population of Northern Manitoba and Northwest Territories at the time, that those are some significant stories there to talk about too, but obviously I don't know them all like my father would anyway.
Thanks for joining us today, Tara. And thank you for tuning in to this Connect to Canada podcast. Join us next time as we continue to explore the lives of remarkable Canadians and friends of Canada making their mark at home and abroad. From the Canadian Embassy in Washington, D.C., I'm Con Hawks.